Rabbeinu Yonah begins his parish on the first Mishnah of Perek Rishon by trying to explain why Maseches Avos appears in Seder Nezikin. And he quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama Lamed Amud Aleph, Haiman Deboilem Hevi Chasida, a person who wants to be a chassid, he wants to be a pious person. So L'kayim Milei De'Avos, he should fulfill all of those things that are outlined in Maseches Avos. Maseches Avos is the curriculum for a person who wants to be pious. The Amrila Milei De'Nezikin. And then there's another opinion there in the Gemara that says that if you really want to be pious, you should fulfill, be very careful and very meticulous with all of the dinim of Nezikin. Adam, the tort law and interpersonal laws in terms of damages and loans. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, and therefore, since a person arrives at chasidus by one of these avenues, see the Gemara there gives a couple of avenues, Avos, Nezikin, Milei Debrachos. So some learn Pshat in that Gemara, that you have to fulfill all three in order to be a chassid. But you see here in Rabbeinu Yonah learns, Ba'asoso achas me'elah ha'dvar, that these are three paths that all bring you towards piety. So we have Avos, we have Nezikin, and we have Brachos. And he says, and therefore, Avos was placed inter Seder Nezikin, because Nezikin is also a path to piety. So Avos was placed into Nezikin. He writes that it's true, Brachos, it could have been paired with Brachos, because that's also a possibility based on the Gemara, but Brachos was stuck into Zeroyim because of the fact that Brachos deals with the Bracha that you make on Zeroyim, and therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah thought that it's more appropriate to stick it here into Nezikin, if the other option was to put it with Brachos into Zeroyim, since Brachos and Zeroyim is anyway not the most natural Shidduch. Rabbeinu Yonah adds another reason for why Avos is in Nezikin, and he says that all of the speakers in Avos were all members of the Sanhedrin. And Sanhedrin is obviously very strongly connected to Nezikin. You need a Sanhedrin in order to be able to rule in cases of Nezikin, and Maseches Sanhedrin appears in Seder Nezikin. And therefore, as we're going to read through, we're going to see that besides being full of very important teachings, it's also teaches us the history of all of the different Nasiim and the Avbeistins of the Sanhedrins throughout the Doros of the Tanoim. And therefore, since we're really learning here the words of the Sanhedrin, so Nezikin is an appropriate place to put it. So now the first Mishnah begins, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Umesar Yoshua, Yoshua Lezakenim, Uzakenim Lenevim, Unevim Masura, Lanshe Knesset HaGadola. So Moshe was Mekabel Torah from Sinai. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Torah here doesn't just mean the written Torah, Torah Shebichsav, but it includes Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Because the Torah Befeirusha Nitna, the Torah's Kohanim teaches us that when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, he didn't receive just the text of the Torah, but he received the mitzvos with the explanations of the mitzvos. Why? Because without this, it would be impossible to really understand the Torah if you don't also have an oral explanation of the words of the Torah. Then he gives an example, which is a very important example when you learn Bava Kama. Shehari Kasa, the Torah tells us, Lo Sigzo. You're not allowed to steal. V'chol ha-nezikin b'chal osu alav. V'hemin ha-Torah. Al-pikabos Moshe. V'yafilo nechtuva. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that all of Dinei Nezikin, this is a famous question, is there an Isser Mazik? Is there an Isser? If you don't watch your animal goes and destroys, for sure, you're going to be held financially accountable. But did you do an Isser? Was that prohibited? What's the Isser? It doesn't seem to say an Isser in the Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's part of the Isser of Lo Sigzol. So even though Lo Sigzol literally means not to steal, we know from the oral tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu received at Sinai that included in that is the Isser of Nezikin. And then Rabbeinu Yonah says that there's many times where the Pasuk teaches many, many things besides what's explicitly written in the Pasuk. Uksiv, he tells us, V'yetna l'chas luchos ha'eben v'ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah. Hashem says at Matan Torah, I'm going to give you luchos ha'eben, and I'm going to give you the Torah and the mitzvah. What does that mean, the Torah and the mitzvah? So, Torah means Torah shebichsav, and mitzvah means Torah shebalpeh, the oral tradition. Nimtzeis Omer, says Rabbi Yonah, kol ha-mitzvos she'ninu l'moshe b'feirush ha-nitnu ha-kosuv. What's written is what we call Torah Shebichzav, and the Perush is called Torah Shebal Peh. So Moshe Rabbeinu received all of that. He then passed that on to Yehoshua. Yehoshua passed it on to the Zakenim, which were the religious leaders who lived after Yehoshua. The Zakenim gave it to all of the Nevi'im. This brings us through the entire period of Tanakh. And the Nevi'im were Masrua to Anshei Knesset HaGadol. Anshei Knesset HaGadol, or the Knesset HaGadol, was the Beis Din of Ezra that Ezra established when they came back from Golus after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And they came back to Eretz Yisrael, the Shivas Tzion. So for the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, so his Beis Din, HaGadol, his Sanhedrin, was called the Knesset HaGadola, instead of having the regular 70 plus 1, the 71-member Sanhedrin. It had 120 members. And that was the end of the period that we generally, that ushered in the period that we generally associate with, that we generally call the Zugos, and they eventually are going to lead to the period that we call the Tanoim. But we're talking about the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So Anshei Knesset HaGadola, which were the members of Ezra's Beis Din, Haim Amru Shlosha Devarim, they taught three things. Number one, Havi Misunim Badin, you should be patient in judgment. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that this is for teachers, these are for Rabbonim, for Poskim, or anyone who's in a position to make decisions, parents. Baal Yismuchu B'machshava Rishona, don't rely on your initial assessment, rather be patient. Hamtana Gedola, Iyun Hadek, analyze carefully. Don't make a mistake in your Shikla Das, because a person who's quick to rule, a person who's quick, he jumps to conclusions, is called a Posheya. Even though he thinks he's doing what's true, and he thinks he's analyzing things properly, you should realize that such a person, you're not a Shogeg. You're not an accidental murderer, or accidental sinner. You're Karov Lemezid, because you should have realized that man makes mistakes. It's part of being human. And therefore, before you make a judgment, you need to really weigh the sides very carefully. We're going to learn later in Perek Dalet, Havi Zohir B'Talmud, Sheshigigas Talmud Ola Zadon. If a person is not careful, can lead to great errors. Rabbeinu Yonah says a few lines later, that B'machshava Shnia, Yiremash Lorol Rishona. When you have a second thought, when you reconsider something, you often see things that you didn't see the first time. Now Rabbeinu Yonah adds a very interesting point. He says, so it's important to be musun, it's important to be patient, to be deliberate when you're making decisions. But why does it say specifically by din, by psukim of Beis Din? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, k'dei lihizoher al hadinim yoser mishar horos. It's teaching me to be careful specifically when it comes to judgments in court, because they're an ikar godol for yediyas habore. Amazing statement. This is a gateway to getting a knowledge of God. As Yirmiyahu says, haskel v'yodeo usi. If you want to know me, you should think about it, and you'll know me. How? Ki ani Hashem oseh chesed mishpat utzdaka ba'aretz. That I do judgment, I'm righteous. That's my hanhaga, Hashem says. So what does that mean? Haskel v'yodeo usi. How can a person know Hashem? It's impossible. So the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is telling me, by doing din and mishpat, because Hashem does these things. Meaning, if we analyze carefully Hashem's guidelines for what's proper justice, what's proper behavior, and then we institute that, we mimic that, that's the greatest way of coming to know God. The way you know God is by doing the things that He does, following His example. That brings to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why when it comes to din specifically, how we interact with others, how careful we are with other people's money, how careful we are about being righteous and about being respectful towards others and respecting their property. When it comes to din, that is going to be a tremendous gateway to knowledge of God. And Rabbeinu Yonah continues, quotes the pasuk. What does Hashem really want from you? The pasuk in Micha, famous pasuk. Ma Hashem doresh mimcha. What does He want from you? Kiyem asos mishpat. That's what He ultimately wants. He wants you to do righteousness. He wants avas chesed. He wants hatznei leches.